farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, promising days ahead for Jamaican bananas, and later, our proverb of the day. I'm Prince Moore. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
The next time you enjoy a sumptuous meal of fish, conch, lobster, shrimp, or other seafood, make sure you thank Mother Nature for our wetlands and our fishers for the work they do. Did you know wetlands like mangrove forests, marshlands, seagrass beds, rivers, and coral reefs are sanctuaries for young fish, protecting them from harm? Did you know wetlands are also valuable natural resources that provide a source of employment for many Jamaicans through the fishing industry? What can you do? Save our wetlands, save our fisheries, safeguard our future.
Jamaica resumed exports of banana to Europe in June 2014 with a shipment of 2,000 pounds to the United Kingdom. The shipment was the first into Europe since 2008 when exports ceased following the devastating effects of several hurricanes on the sector and the changes in the preferential agreement with the UK.
On October the 16th, we signed a contract for the supply, starting with one container per week of bananas with a United Kingdom entity, and this is expected to increase to some 10 containers over time.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. Last year, Jamaica produced some 53,000 tons of banana and exported 210 tons of the fruit.
There are good days ahead for banana. Our farmers will definitely benefit. It will create more employment. We'll earn more foreign exchange. And really, it will be better for the country.
Minister Kelly says he is looking forward to the revitalization of the banana industry.
Many years ago, it was the mainstay within the agricultural sector, along with sugar, coffee, and cocoa. We have a direct thrust now to resuscitate banana with the support of the EU, the Banana Accompanying Measures Program.
Under the $660 million Banana Accompanying Measures Program, farmers across the island are receiving assistance with the preparation of fields and reaping of the fruit. This will ensure that the staple crop is of the highest quality.
When you get into export business, you have to do your production in a different way, one that is acceptable to the international markets. And we're trying to get the farmers to be a part of that understanding so that they can get their production back up to speed. We are going to see if we can get the people in the agroparks who have the benefit of irrigation and a lot of technical assistance to be a part of this program to ensure the sustainability of the supply of good quality bananas to meet the quality and the need of the export market.
Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer. He was speaking at the Agricultural Marketing Corporation AMC complex in Kingston recently after viewing the packaging of bananas for export to the UK. The shipment of 4,068 kilograms is the first major export to the UK by container since 2008. There is a great demand for Jamaican bananas, not only in the UK, but in the diaspora of Canada and the United States, as well as the CARICOM region. And now for our proverb of the day.
The man that aban boot must go before fi mash maka.
And this means, those with resources must create opportunities for those without. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. You can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Prince Moore for producer Angie James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.